Since Jim Shabril joined the National Park Service 20 years ago, it's been one battle after the next, with new insects and plants spreading from other continents to America and from our coasts to our inland forests. These invasives are nothing new. One hit the Shenandoah more than 100 years ago.
This landscape was full of large chestnut trees. And the chestnut blight came around the early 1900s through this area and devastated the forests. The huge chestnut trees, 3 and 4 and 5 feet in diameter, totally replaced by new systems now as a result of the chestnut blight.
But lately, the attacks are coming faster. About a decade ago, a new bug showed up on the Shenandoah's doorstep.
The hemlock woolly adelgid is an insect that sucks the sap out of the hemlock trees. We've lost 95% of our hemlock trees in the park.
And this year, there's another invasion. Following on a discovery last year, the park trapped 65 tiny metallic green beetles near its northern border.
A handful of years ago, emerald ash borer was something that was happening in the Midwest, and it wasn't on our radar at all.
Bugs and disease aren't the only threats. Non-native plants, many imported by florists and discarded in backyards, have turned up in the park.
We have roughly 1,400 species of trees and plants, and of that 1,400, over 350 are not native. There's a plant called mile a minute. It spreads a great deal and chokes out native plants. There are things like wavy-leafed basket grass that just carpets the forest and prevents tree seedlings from coming through.
But Shabril says the park is getting up to speed, learning to get ahead of these problems, injecting the soil around endangered trees.
It's a pesticide that is injected, and the tree absorbs those pesticides. And when an insect comes to bore into that tree, typically dies as a result.
65% of the park's forest is ash, so management has ambitious goals, hoping to inoculate 12 to 1,500 trees per year. With the help of hundreds of volunteers, crews are also attacking the most aggressive non-native plants, replacing them with native seedlings. I'm Sandy Houseman.